Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let me give you some of the ticket text, and then we do need to bring up a topic that I think Michigan fans need to answer for. I will explain. Guys, why does anyone with the Lions have to tell you anything so you can find a way to rip on them for something else? I always find these very interesting. I guess my question would be, A, why do you listen to this show? Like, I didn't invite you. You're not paying anything to listen to this, so you're not financially beholden. Like, why are you even here? Like, you're the type of person I would shut the door in your face. You're choosing to defend a team and act like we're the bad guys. For what? Discussing the news of the day? I mean, you're acting like this is the New England Patriots. It's not. They went 6-10 last year. Your quarterback had a broken bone in his back. He missed six practices. He's not playing. I got this guy on a microphone going, well, when they ask me to play, I'll play. He probably knows they're not going to ask him to play. I got the coach pretending to be Bill Belichick, who, I don't know, just puts words together but doesn't say anything. Every other quarterback who's healthy and not a Super Bowl champion over the age of 38 plays. Why would your team be allowed to be the oddball out? I don't know. Why would that upset you? Unless you're texting me from Allen Park and you're just some broke loser intern. I don't know. Like that's just crazy to me. Nobody else going to talk? You go, what happened?
I thought you were reading another text. No, I was going to say that I understand if people kind of don't think it's a big deal or whatever. I understand the fishiness and how it looks with the injury. But yeah, I don't think there's any reason to get mad about it. If anything, it's more of just an interesting and fascinating discussion on if you actually think something's going on, if something's just out of the ordinary here. When you think about it, it is kind of weird. But I don't know. Like, I think it'll be very interesting to see if he even plays on Friday at all, because that should settle this debate one way or the other.
All right, well, listen, then get mad at this. This will be much easier for you. Ready? Very simple. I remember a story a few years ago about my quarterback at Michigan State. And oh, did the local papers have a field day with this. And it wasn't a one-day story or a one-week story or a one-month story. I mean, it was months and months and months about how Connor Cook was not named a captain at Michigan State. And it was all year long, even as the team went to the playoff, even as the team won all these games. Even when Connor went out there and played hurt, people like Wojo, well, you know, I tell you, kind of odd he wasn't named a captain. I remember Bob coming in here, countless crosstalks. The free press, the news, the fan bases, the phone calls. Oh, my God, he's not a captain. And then anytime he gave somebody even a dirty look, yeah, you see? Oh, you remember when he punched Archie Griffin in the face at the Big Ten trophy ceremony? Oh, did you see how he looked at D'Antonio? I'm telling you, his teammates don't like him. Oh, my God. Quarterbacks are always the captain. He's not a captain. You remember that story? I remember it. So now, today, it comes out. Shea Patterson's not a captain at Michigan. Oh, my. Oh, no. Now, mind you, I don't care, but I'm just wondering if some of the hyenas out there, including Wojo, including some of you listening to this show, and including Mike and David, who are Michigan sycophants, I just would love to know how you would explain your quarterback, who's a senior, not being named a captain. I mean, number one recruit in the country, returning starter. Oh, how is he not a captain? I mean, his teammates just must hate his guts, right? His teammates just might want to, they might want to kill him, right? We going to see those articles in the Freep? We going to see that coverage on the TV broadcast? Is this going to dog Shea Patterson all year? Oh, surely, inquiring minds want to know. So I just want to know what you make of it, Michigan fan, because you had so many thoughts about my quarterback not being named the captain. And mind you, Connor Cook was a lot better than Shea Patterson. Yup, said it. So go ahead. Go ahead. What are your thoughts about your quarterback not being named a captain? 248-539-9797. Michael?
Yeah, let's answer your question this way.
He will not stop at anything short of propaganda. Terry always used to say this. And I'm not being smarmy. It might be the smartest way I've ever seen Terry end an argument. He dead-eyed Bob because they were arguing and Bob was defending Michigan. And all Terry said is, Bob, Michigan can't always be right. Honestly, how embarrassing is that for Wojo? He absolutely did go crazy on Connor Cook. He absolutely did come in here on countless crosstalks and dog me about Connor Cook. Cheap shots about Connor Cook. The local media. You would have thought they were giving away free snow cones because all they could do is shove that Connor Cook story in their mouth. Well, where is it on Patterson? He's your returning senior starting quarterback, right? Of the co-Big Ten East champion. And he's not a captain.
This whole thing, I thought...
No, tell me.
No, I thought that the Connor Cook situation was extremely overblown.
Do you remember when he DDT'd Archie Griffin on stage, ripping the trophy out of his hands, and then he went Jake the Snake Roberts and ended Archie Griffin's life?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, neither do I either.
Yep. Well, Connor Cook, it totally got his name, you know, dragged through the mud. And I talked to several people that had played for Michigan State on that team about why he wasn't a captain. And look, I thought that whole story was definitely overblown. I thought that was a very clickbait, hot take thing to say. Whatever that movie was, Draft Day, where he's not a team captain, no one went to his birthday party. I thought it was very, very overblown.
And I'd like all my draft picks back.
Connor Cook, yeah, that was very realistic, right? Connor Cook was an extremely talented quarterback at MSU. He had a fantastic career at MSU. I didn't think that was a big deal, and I don't think this whole Shea Patterson thing is that big of a deal. I just don't. I think that where I will say this is that you're not going to see those articles. I don't think you'll see any of them.
No, because they're all in bed with Michigan.
I don't disagree with that at all. I think that we won't get that type of coverage for Shea Patterson at all because of what we just heard from Bob. It will be the whole thing of, oh, well, he transferred into the program. No, they simply want four-year guys to be captains. That's all.
I didn't realize that was a rule. I must have missed that in my Michigan lemming shill playbook.
Right.
The bottom line in all of it, you're a leader, you're usually a captain. You're a quarterback, you're usually a captain. Now, I've said to you before, I don't particularly, I don't see this team all of a sudden like in love with Shea. We talked about it last year. Remember when McCaffrey came in the Notre Dame game and the team really rallied up, livened up a little bit, and then for no good reason, Jim put his starter back in the game? I'm just telling you, the way the Connor Cook thing was covered, I can't wait to see the coverage of this now.
It won't be.
Oh, no, no. I mean, of course the two programs are covered equally, right? Fairness is the F word we like in Detroit. There's no blue wall. Not at all. The coverage of the University of Michigan on a yearly basis for football, it borders on bags of money being sent to people, in my opinion. Now, I know that's not happening, maybe. The point is, it really borders on propaganda, a bought and paid for systemic propaganda. Go ahead. What? You gutted Connor Cook. You gutted him. How about the kid who went to the dirtiest program in America and then cried foul when they got put on probation? Hired a high-powered lawyer to get his way. How about a kid who went to about 17 different high schools? Remember the recruiting stories about him? How LSU wouldn't give his brother a job, but Ole Miss would? Wasn't that the story? How about that? Nah, we're not going to talk about that. Shea was an angel. Shea was the only kid who went to Ole Miss. There was nothing. No way. Even though he was the most highly recruited kid, right? And then he came home, grew up loving Michigan. And he comes here. He's a starter. He returns as a senior, not a captain. Go ahead, cover it. Cover it with an ounce of the same zeal that you covered the Connor Cook thing. The unheralded recruit who was the accidental winner of the QB Derby because Tyler O'Connor checked out of a play against South Florida and threw a pick. And then Connor Cook leads the team to a 13-1 season and a Rose Bowl championship. And then he brings them back in 14. And their only losses are to two top five teams in Oregon and Ohio State. Leads them on a wild comeback against Baylor in a Cotton Bowl. And then comes back in 15 and takes them to the playoff, playing hurt for several games. You know what? Cover it the same way.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.